Chofada, 7th of March, Dain Levi Yitzchok Raskin. Brachti Lekul Shailes for Hilchas Pesach.
Shilas for Pesach. I just want to start off with a word. It's a well-known question about the name of Pesach. We call it Pesach, and in Torah, mostly, it's called Chag HaMatzos. So there's a word in the Baditshiva, in Kedushas Levi, who says that the following. When we see in Gemara Brachos, it talks about Hashem's tefillin. In our tefillin, it says, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Our tefillin say the praise of Hashem. Tefillin demar almo maksiv. What's written in the Abishas tefillin? So it says, "Omika amcho Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz." Hence the expression pe'eroi oloi, or pe'eri olov. The tefillin are the pe'er. So pe'eroi oloi. I in my tefillin am saying that Hashem is echad. Or pe'eri olov, and in his tefillin it says, "Am Yisroel goy echad ba'aretz." Al derech ze is with the name of Pesach. The Eibishter says it's a Chag HaMatzos. The Yidden rushed out of Mitzrayim with Kabbalah Seil Machos Shemayim, with Emunah, and so they had just matzos. And we say Chag HaPesach is the day when the Eibishter leaped, if that's the right word in English, over our houses, and we went by Makas Becheres. So our name of Chagam is Chag HaPesach, because we are being Meshabeach Hashem for what he did for us. The Eibishter calls it Chag HaMatzos, because he is saying what we did for him. Hence, it's like the tefillin, Pe'eroi Oloi. So our name, Chag HaPesach, is Pe'eroi Oloi. His name, Chag HaMatzos, is Pe'eri Olov, his praising us, and we're praising him. That's the relationship which we have in these two names. That's the word of the Baditshiva. A couple of requests. To start with a relatively easy one. A fellow he trades on Amazon. He sells whiskey. There's something on Amazon called FBA. That's what he writes. I don't know exactly how it works. The way I understand, there's two madregas in Amazon. One of them is that you have a stock sitting in Amazon's warehouse, and they will deliver right away. There's another way that they are just like an agent, and then they have to send you the order, then you have to fulfill the order. But there's this, the madrega, where you have it in the Amazon's warehouse, they have your goods, and then they'll sell. So he's got whiskey, which he sells on Amazon. So now, with a shayla, what does he do about Pesach? Whiskey.
Which type are you talking about?
Which type of whiskey?
No. Which type?
The one which Amazon has his stock
is in Amazon's, warehouse. Okay.
So then, lechayre, because if he has a stock, he has a breira. He doesn't have to deliver till after Pesach. So he sells the stuff. He doesn't deliver the goods till after Pesach. Fine. That I don't know how it'll work with Amazon, but that's not a problem in halacha. Here the problem is that he has his stock sitting in Amazon, and they will deliver on Pesach if there's a customer. So with stocks and shares, This is a more removed level. You own shares in a company, and the company has got interests in chametz. So just include it in your mechiras chametz. But here, one of the heterim for the stocks and shares, this is a geferlach, because you don't have really control. And therefore, there's a tshuva in Chassid Chok to be more okay. Here, you are balabos. There's a well-known question. You try to encourage Yidden to sell their chametz. Yidden will not sell from Yidden. What would happen if a Yid who sold his chametz then went and continued to trade with the Chometz on Pesach. He said he continued his business. Not Froom. He signed the form, but does that invalidate the Mechil? So there are some poskim who say, Horaya. Some poskim say he sold it. So legally it's sold. It doesn't matter that he, of course it's Naveh what he's doing, but it doesn't invalidate the Mechil. Other poskim say, if the fact that he continued to trade shows that he had no sincerity at all at the Mechira, and therefore it's invalid. So here the fact that my stuff is still available on Amazon and it's still available for sale, I think that's considered you're violating the terms of your Mechira's Chometz. And therefore I feel that it's wrong for him to leave it that way, and he would have to give instructions to Amazon that for the next week, or next whatever, do not release any of my whiskey.
But it's still his property.
But then he goes and what is Michiel's Chometz? His Michiel's Chometz is going to include...
And the contrary.
And I'm sure there's going to be ways of identifying in... what the lot is, where it is, whatever it may be. So it's going to be including Michiel's Chometz. That's how you solve your problem. Pardon? You mean if it is sold, and if it violates... Right.
But Dieved, you'd be right.
You'd say that the... And actually, in the shtar which I write, I include a clause that if the... if the moicher, as in my Jewish clients... If they will sell on Pesach, they are selling on behalf of the guy who buys the chometz. So in that way, it avoids this shyly, are they violating?
Then he owes the guy the money.
Yes, exactly. So that's why it becomes messy. So it's mulacher, much neater and more elach to just pull out.
I'm told that that's the situation with the duty-free shop in Ben Gurion. There is mechiras chometz, but they continue trading during Pesach.
And that's why you're told not to buy from them.
There are some who say that you don't.
The Mukharedish, that's where the question is. You've got people who are subscribing to Halacha, but they're not actually keeping it.
Yeah.
Right. Next question. That's being raised, yeah. Chometz, you can buy wine. Let's move on. A interesting question which comes up in Rishonim, in a lot of Rishonim. You have it comes the last day of Pesach, and your neighbor, you've got very good relations with your neighbor, and he knows that for the last 7 days you haven't touched a piece of bread. So he comes a few minutes before Shkia and Achron Shel Pesach. He says, it's the end of your period of fasting, quote unquote. Here I've got made a fresh loaf of bread for you. No, we're not dealing now with the Easter of Bishul, of Pas Akum. Let's say it's a situation where Pas Akum, there's a heter for that. Here the question is, he brought it just before the end of Pesach. So then, as soon as you take possession of it, you're inviting Roz Rabbonov, because it's Achon Shmesos, it's Yom Tosheni, but still, you're over Valyror, so the Chometz becomes us. Okay, so now I'm just reading from the Mechaber in Simon Tov Mimches. If a Eina Yehudi brings to Yid Doiroin, a gift of Chometz, on the last day of Pesach, Lo yekablanu ha-yisro. V'gam lo yehei nike mitoich ma'asa shechofetz boi. You should not indicate that you wish to receive it. V'toiv sheyoyimar ein she'ein eroitze sheyikne lo yirishusse. You should declare that you don't want to acquire it. So here you have a guy who's delivered to you a gift. And you don't... So you can play shtum. If he just leaves it in your property, you don't make any indication you want to receive it, that seems to be okay. But if you will say thank you, or if you will tell him where to put it down, then you've indicated that you do want to receive it. And then you have a problem that you're possessing chometz on Pesach. Then the Mechaber adds, "V'toyv sheyoy masha'eni roitze, sheyiknu lerishus." You should say. Question here is, what would happen if you say, "I don't want to be koine, but put it in the corner over there"? So you've said here, "Lo yehenikem etoych maaser." You should not indicate that you want to receive it. What would happen if your dibur is contradicting your maaser? Your maaser is saying, "Put it. This is a safe place. Put just tuck it out the way. I don't want any of the neighbors to see that I've got a challah waiting for my." But I don't want to be koine. So l'chayr it's a steal. But the Mishnah Berurah.
It's like the bar mitzvah
in the shul
gives him a present which he can't receive
on Shabbos. So you say what's a Shabbos, it should be... Yes, but here is a little bit more chomer, because here we're dealing with chomer and pesach. And therefore it becomes also about Noah afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah writes the following. He writes that this which it says in the Mechaber, V'toiv sheyoymar, if you made this declaration that Eini Roitze Sheyikna Li Rishusi, so even if you showed him where to put it, so then you're okay. So he's saying that this declaration, "I don't want to be koine," overrides your mindset of having shown him where to put it away safely. Which I find actually, and Mr. Brewer in the Sharat Si, and he says where he gets everything from. This, the Maran Mokim of this is Poshut. Mezokt in der Welt, that when Rabbi Kiva Eger says a word, and he brings a raya, so you can argue on the raya. But when the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Kay nearly," you have to argue with the whole Rabbi Kiva Eger. Mr. Bruce is Poshut. Chir is that word, Dvar Pele. And why this became so relevant to me, not that I expect any of my neighbors to bring in loaves of bread on the Machan Shal Pesach. I've been recently looking into the question of if Amazon or whatever delivers a package which I ordered, a mail order, and it arrives on Shabbos. So my question here is, as you said, you're not allowed to be koine on Shabbos. So you, first of all, anything, when the postman comes and knocks on your door and brings you a package, so minhag yisrael, you don't take it from their hand on Shabbos. That's because of a technical thing of hoitzor, that he has done the akido. If you'll take it and put it down, you've done the hanocha. So you don't take it from his hand, you tell him to put it down. Here I'm dealing with another aspect. I'm dealing with kinyan. Are you being koine? By accepting it willingly, so you're being koine. So, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sefer Shi and Zion, there are more talks about a Jew who's buying wheat from a goyish farmer. And he pulls up with his wagon, and he's got sacks and sacks of the wheat, and the yid opens up the cellar, and the goy takes one by one sacks and puts them down in the cellar. The yid is standing there. And that is okay, because he's not being koiner now. Until Motzei Shabbos, they'll count the sacks, and then he'll pay him. So there...
Isn't your chotzer koiner?
Just a second. There with the sacks of wheat, because he's only going to take possession once delivery is over, is done, then the goy doing a hoitzor vachnosa. He's taking off the wagon and taking it into the street and putting it into his chotzer. And all of that is okay because b'sheloyu oisik. What would happen if it was a delivery van? I've moved from Manchester to London, and now the delivery van pulls up on Shabbos. For the goy to take the furniture off the truck and put it into the house is forbidden, because b'shelihu oisik is working for me. But there, when he's delivering the tevua, he's delivering the wheat, it's b'sheloyu oisik. That's why it's okay. Here we have a problem that it's not b'sheloy. I've ordered it, and this is my question. When you order something on mail order, when does it become yours? It does not make sense to me that when I ordered a pair of shoes online, that the shoes in the warehouse are mine. Doesn't make sense to me. They can choose to, which shoes they want to give me. They can choose to say they're out of shoes. It does not become mine until I take delivery of it. So if so, when those shoes arrive and I take delivery, I've bought shoes on Shabbos. Oh. Oh, so now, this is where I was taking the position, till now, till I saw this in Tov Memches, I took the position, thank you very much, put the shoes over there, I know what it is, it's not a suspected package, yeah, just, put it there, and after Shabbos, then I'll be coin. Yeah, they basically show it, they'll say, they come already, they say, I'll sign for you. But the Shaila is like this. I've got here a contradiction between Masov and Diburay. And furthermore, do I have to say something? Do I have to say any rights elikness? By the mere fact that I say, put the package inside, I don't want it in the front, in the house, where it can get stolen. Put it inside, that means I do want it. And here's the question, when I have declared I want to have it, although I haven't said I want to be legally coined, can I get away with it? And lechayre, if you say, if it's nikem etoich maase shechofetz boy, not sure it's a liknois, shechofetz boy, I've indicated I want to have it, that itself is counter duskinyan. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, oh, I've got an etzer. You can say, ain't you right to liknois. Even that's a shtickle. Even when you've said it as a chiddush. You know, it's because it's diburoi, is a contradiction to maasov. Yes.
As soon as you've given your credit card, it's yours.
Does that mean that if Amazon have a fire, I don't get my shoes?
Yes.
And I don't get refunded?
No.
I don't think so. No, they're not mine. What's sitting in the warehouse, they have a duty. They have a commitment to give me shoes. But the shoes sitting in the warehouse are not mine when I've paid.
They've taken payment.
So so I've lent them money.
They've got 20 pairs of the same shoe. Yeah. Which one is yours?
Anyone.
No. That's not called ownership. That means you've got a contract with them, but you don't have ownership.
They deliver it a week later, but from the week later, the ownership begins when you paid for it.
Let me throw at you another question. Can you go online today on Tesco and order bran flakes to be delivered to Motzi Yontem?
Wait,
they mean the bran flakes are sitting desk at the mine. Oh, we pay so.
According to you.
Not cornflakes. Cornflakes is kidneys.
There are two things. One thing is buying the object. The other thing is delivering. They're two different things.
You are right. But what I'm contending is...
Ownership is your responsibility.
What I'm contending is that you don't take ownership of that article until the moment of delivery. Until then...
I think you do. I think immediately you buy a theatre ticket. Immediately you said, I'm going to buy a new Fordham.
Yes. Yeah, but the physical article is not yours. All right, fine.
It's a funny world today. It's different.
Yes, I agree with you.
Look at it differently.
Yes.
That's why we got the share.
Right, so there we are. So... Yeah, so just to summarise this point, can you say that this delivery from Amazon on Shabbos ain't right to liknois, and that's enough? Do you have to say ain't right to liknois? So the chayre, what happens when a letter is popped, when a magazine, Jewish Tribune, comes through the post into my I'm coining the magazine on Shabbos. Say though, but I didn't say and didn't make any indication that I wanted. That's not a problem. When the post comes in, till the letter comes through your post, it's not yours. It belongs to a good assistant. But as soon as it popped through, now you are balabos on that piece of paper. Richtig. But there you did not do a maaseh to say I want to be kone. So it's out of your control. But when you open the door and say, take the package, put it over here, lechoyle your coin, you have a problem. Not of us. The Mishnah Berurah says you can say any roads to liknos.
When he delivers to my neighbour who's out.
Pardon?
When he delivers to my neighbour who's out, and he says, do you mind if I leave this with you?
Yeah,
am I being coined with? What's going on?
I don't think so. I don't know what the civil law is, but I don't think you're coined there.
It's not yours.
It's a surah shliach. It's a shliach like a bolo shliach loy locha.
You're a shomer.
Yeah.
You become a shomer.
Of whom?
And you're showing a chinam, you've got no achrayus.
If the butcher delivers meat, if the butcher delivers meat to my neighbor, and then they put it in the freezer, and then the freezer goes off, and then I didn't get my meat, then who's liable for the loss? The butcher or me? I don't know how it will go. So I'll leave that as a. I've been struggling with this child. I'm back and forth on this. Of accepting packages on Shabbos.
Different world today. People buy things differently. They acquire
absolutely.
And we have to look at them differently.
Absolutely. That's why I'm raising the question.
Get lost.
Yeah. Right. Let's just come back back a little bit to Agadato. Why did Hashem tell the Eden in Mitzrayim to put blood on the doorposts on the lintel? V'lo yitein ha-mashchis lovoy el boteichem lingoif. To prevent, to say to the Malachim Oves not to enter this house. And then we say in Haggadah, we say, Lo yayde Maloch, Velo yayde Sorof, Lo yayde Hasholiach, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmoi. Who did Makkos Becheiros? Was it HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmoi, or was it a Maloch? So here we're saying that they were protected because Kibesh Mitnon Roshus Lo Mashchis, the Maloch, once it's been given free license, he doesn't differentiate, and that's why you have to have the protection. Then you say, "Ani v'loy malach," was Hashem himself. So, for years I struggled with this question, and then I found that in the Zohar talks about it, and he says the following: the pshat is that Mitzrayim was so corrupt, the tumah was so corrupt, that even a malach would come there, he would not manage; he would be swallowed up, so to speak, in the Tumah of Mitzrayim. He wouldn't be able to cope with the intensity of the Tumah of Mitzrayim. And therefore, Kivyochol Hashem himself comes with the Malach. So the actual dirty work of killing the Becheires is through the Malach. But the Malach is kind of accompanied by the Shechinah, and that's what we mean by the Ani V'loy Malach. It was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yatzmei, because of the intensity of Tumah of Mitzrayim, had to be a presence of the Shechinah itself. Tifus Zaka. The answer is that the actual smiting was done by the Malach, but the Ani V'loy Malach is saying that the Malach would not be on his own without being with special divine accompaniment, would not be able to carry out his mission. And therefore, that's Ani V'loy Malach. That's the reconciliation.
There are other answers given. I think there's one answer given. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoi went in Mitzrayim, but in Goshen, where the Yidden were, there he sent the Mashkis to find the Mitzrayim who were hiding there.
Okay.
And there's another answer is given that there were people who were destined to die anyway that night, Yidden, who would have died in the normal course of events.
Okay.
And on that night, the Malachim Oves wasn't given Rishus.
Okay.
To visit the Jewish houses where somebody would have died anyway.
Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, you're noisy on behem simonim. The tzach adat ba'achav. And okay, what's the significance of Rabbi Yehuda noisy by noisy on behem simonim? Well, again, there's many pirushim on this. There is one in the Siddur HaArizal. He says that if you count up the gematria of the tzach adat ba'achav, it's going to be the number of 501, which is the word asher. And Paroi, when Moshe came to Paroi, Paroi says, "Mi Hashem, Asher Eshama Bekele." He doesn't recognize who is Hashem, and uses the word Asher. "Mi Hashem, Asher Eshama Bekele." And the Eibushter, in response to this, said, "When you will get the Asher, when you get the 501, which is the remes to the 10 Makis, so then it will be already Eshama Bekele. Then by then you'll be listening." One last word. 5 minutes. Okay.
It can take 5 minutes.
There's a word in Hebrew, tsa'ako, and there's a word in Hebrew, za'ako. V'hoiso tsa'oko gedoilo v'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And then you have v'yiz'aku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. So what's the difference between the two words of za'ako and tsa'ako? Za'ako is usually used for a call of alarm. Like you have in modern Hebrew, you'd say Marechet Azaka would be an alarm system. What does that mean? That sound says, Chevre, we have to pull together and do something about it. The word Tsa'ako implies a cry of despair, of anguish, but not a call to arms. I once heard that in Hebrew, you've got these synonyms, and if it's later on in the aleph base, it's going to be a stronger form. So za'ako is a call to arms. It's also an alarm, but it's a deeper cry, a more difficult cry, a more painful cry, which is a za'ako. So the way this is told at the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe, he very rarely used, what should I say, supernatural inyon. But he was struggling with the Haggadah, where it says, right, it brings out the posuk, Vayiz'aku.
Vayiz'aku v'nei Yisrael min avodah Vayiz'aku.
Yeah, but what's the beginning of that?
Vayiz'aku v'nei Yisrael
min
avodah Vayiz'aku.
Yeah.
Vayiz'aku v'nei Yisrael min avodah
Vayiz'aku. Vayiz'aku. Right, check it out. Alright. And so his question was there that the Haggadah brings a posuk of Tsa'ako, and he brings a posuk to support it which says Za'ako. So his problem was that there seems to be in the Haggadah a free interchange between Za'ako and Tsa'ako. This worried him. He was very bothered about this. And then he had in his dream, he had a guy says, look up the Zohar, and I looked it up, I can tell you where it is. Look up the Zohar, Chelek Beis, Daf Chof Omed Aleph. So the Zohar raises this very same thing, and he says, Zako, Tsako, Chadohi. So that was his answer. The Zohar says, Zako, Tsako, Chadohi. So how... Having just said my dikduk preamble, that za'ako and tsa'ako are different, so how does the Zohar, it was relaxed, the Zohar solved it, but in Pirush HaDvarim, these are different words. In the Teretz Yisrael, that when, we know that koichi v'otzim yodi is wrong, we don't rely on our own. Everything is from Hashem. So then, how do we reconcile this? I go to a doctor. Does the doctor heal or does Hashem heal? Hashem heals, so why are you going to the doctor? So there is the expression, it says in Yerushalmi, you know, you've got the six orders of the Mishnah. V'hoyo emunois itecho, so zroim is called emunois, ma'amin belikei Yisrael bezoireya. Aid, who's a farmer, he takes seed and he goes out into the field and he plants seed. Next door, next field, there's a guy who says, I plant seed, all grow. Aid, when he plants seed, is Mamin Melekei Yisrael Bezereya. Aid is doing his shtadlus, he's doing something physically, he's taking a natural method of earning his keep. Mm-hmm. Whilst he's doing that, is Mamin Melekei Yisrael Bezereya. So, when Aid goes to a doctor, yeah, he does the Hishtadlus, but his faith is that Hashem will lead this Hishtadlus to come to the right conclusion. So, when Aid is even in a state of Za'ako, not Za'ako, when Aid is alarmed, and then he takes some strategy to address the situation, When it's Zaka, who's he crying to? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok Dezoya, even when it's only Zaka, even when you are thinking, oh, I'll go to the doctor, I'll do this and that, the other, the Pneumius, the Yid is actually Zaka, is turning to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, and it should be Behatzlocha. I wish you all a kosher fresh Pesach.
Okay, for doing that.